In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. O dearest Jesus, what law hast thou broken? Is our theme hymn for Lent. And we're doing three verses apiece for five of the Lenten services. And we realize that some of the verses kind of stop in the middle of a thought, like the verse we just sang. But the goal is that during these six services, we'll go through all 15 verses of this powerful hymn, which shares both the law and the gospel, and how dear Jesus is for us. And tonight, we look at this strange punishment that the innocent one suffers for the guilty one. One of the things that's amazing to me about Lent and Holy Week is all of the irony that takes place. The strange irony that God makes this great exchange. His Son, who has never committed a sin, is placed upon the cross as if he's the worst sinner of all. And all of us who are sinners are clothed with his righteousness, and we stand holy before God. This is a beautiful irony that goes all the way back to Genesis, when the first promise of the Savior was that the seed of the woman would come from the woman, and the seed of the woman, Christ, would crush the head of the serpent, but by crushing the head of the serpent, he himself would be bruised. So though he crushes and kills the devil makes Christ die on the cross in our place. Today we ask, what strange punishment Jesus experienced for us in these three ways. The shepherd dies for the sheep. The Son of God dies for the sinful children. The innocent one dies for the guilty one. The shepherd dies for the sheep. What punishment so strange is suffered yonder? The shepherd dies for sheep that love to wander. The master pays the debt his servants owe him. Who would not know him? Jesus, in the Passion account, washes their feet, yet he is the master. Why would Jesus become like a humble servant? Again, that divine irony that the master washes their feet like a common servant to show them that life in the kingdom is a life of service, not of lordship. And the shepherd dies for the sheep. The shepherd becomes the Passover lamb himself. He pays the debt that we owed. The debt was owed to him, so he pays the debt in our place. What punishment so strange? The shepherd dies for the sheep by becoming a sheep himself, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. How would we not want to know a shepherd like that who dies for us, his sheep? Also, what punishment so strange that the Son of God dies for the sinful children? The sinless Son of God must die in sadness. The sinful child of man may live in gladness. Man forfeit his life and is acquitted. God is committed. Jesus in sorrow knew Judas was going to betray him and Peter was going to deny him. Two of his 12 apostles would do this to him. The Son of Man will be turned over to the hands of sinful men. The Son of Man, who in the garden, after instituting the Lord's Supper, is praying to his Father, is now to be treated like a common thief as they come with lanterns and clubs as if he is some kind of a criminal. He was condemned, so we are acquitted. This is a brief phrase that summarizes justification. Because the Son of God dies for the sinful children, he was condemned so that we are acquitted. God poured his wrath upon him so that we live under his grace. That is what justification by grace means. Simply put, he was condemned so we are acquitted and declared free and innocent in his blood. Strange irony, the shepherd dies for the sheep. Strange irony, the Son of God dies for the sinful children. And thirdly, the strange but beautiful irony, the innocent one dies for the guilty ones. There was no spot in me by sin untainted. Sick with sin's poison, all my heart had fainted. My heavy guilt to hell had well nigh brought me. Such woe it wrought me. Sinful ones, guilty ones, realize that only in Jesus, God's Son, who's now going to be glorified in his impending death, who will take our guilt upon himself. It's interesting in the Passion account that as soon as Jesus hands the bread to Judas, and Judas knows he is the one to betray Jesus, even though he acts like he doesn't know, and Jesus says, "You know, you are the one." And Satan entered him, and Judas leaves. Immediately after that, Jesus says, "Now the Son of Man is glorified." Jesus knew at that moment it all was now put in place. He knew Judas was going to the chief priests and telling them, "It's now time to go out to the garden. They're about to go to the Garden of Gethsemane. We can arrest him there." Jesus already knew that was going to happen. But why does Jesus say now the Son of Man is going to be glorified? Because God's glory also is ironic. Did you know the glory of Jesus? Of course we see the glory of Jesus in his resurrection and his glorious ascension, and we'll see him on the last day. But you know what Jesus is saying? That his glory is seen in him lifted up on the cross. The innocent one, and all these events are now put into place when Judas leaves the room, is going to give his body and blood on the cross and show us God's glory, that here in this one whose hands are stretched out on the cross, who gives us his body and blood under the bread and wine in the sacrament, in the new covenant of the forgiveness of sins, that is where we see the glory of God. How comforting it is to know that God sees his glory in a way of humility. His glory is to wash our feet. His glory in heaven is to wash the tears from our eyes. Yes, he sits on his throne in glory, and we will glorify him there. But God considers his glory the crucifixion of the innocent one for us, the guilty ones. How can you not love a God who understands glory in terms of mercy and love and grace and forgiveness? That is what you have. Oh, dearest Jesus, Jesus is your priceless treasure. There is nothing here on earth more precious to us than Jesus. He is the dearest Lord Jesus, our priceless treasure. During these 40 days of Lent, in the remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we are shaped not by the world, but by the life of Christ during the 40 days of Lent and Holy Week, let us rejoice and take great comfort in this strange punishment and irony which show us God's love. The shepherd dies for the sheep. The Son of God dies for the sinful children. The innocent one dies for the guilty ones. What beautiful and divine irony, and shows us God's love. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ keep us in his mercy unto life everlasting. Amen.